Let's start with our first practice for this evening. Get comfortable. Take a breath. Okay. So very gently closing your eyes and focusing on your breath as it enters and leaves your nose. The sound and the feeling of the breath. And as you do, I want you to call in your three guides that love you and care for you. Now I'd like you to call in all the beings you've been working with. So you're calling in your spiritual ancestors. And all you need to say in your mind's eye or out loud, I call in my spiritual ancestors and those that love me. I call in the divine universal councils, the white and the blue councils, the green and the brown councils, the red and the purple councils. I call in the Palladian emissaries of light. I also call in the Melchizedek Brotherhood of Light and the Intergalactic Council of Light that represents all nations now. I call in the Ancient Ones, the Lords of Karma, the Timekeepers, and the Angelic Realms. And all those that I hold most dear. And I give you permission to amplify my energy, to facilitate healing and clear and accurate information. Good. So continue breathing in and out through your nose. And as you breathe in, you take the breath using your inner eye, your intention, into your brain, your third eye, your pineal gland, and you connect with the water inside the pineal gland. And as you exhale, you send a ripple of light upon the water that goes out into your brain and connects with the water surrounding your brain. And you're simply going to breathe in to the water in the pineal gland and out to the water surrounding your brain. And you're just going to concentrate on that because you already know the word that you've chosen. So for now, you can simply activate the universal knowledge with worldly knowledge for now. Breathing in and out. And continue breathing into your third eye and out to the water surrounding your brain. And the water surrounding your brain has many, many connections. It has little tiny cords of light and dark that connect it to planes of existence related to words and emotions. And those planes of existence are made up by everyone else's thoughts around the subject, the programming around that subject, the movies, the magazines, the books, the music, the experiences, all make up that collective consciousness or that morphic field. And the water surrounding your brain is like an energetic field also outside of the brain. It's created by the frequency of that water, and that energetic field connects you to the collective consciousness of many, many things that make up this world. Sometimes you find yourself stuck in that collective. The pressure of the outside world and that collective keeps you in that vibration. So what you're going to do is you're going to release yourself from that vibration. So I want you to think of that word that you thought of, and you breathe in, you think of the word. And as you breathe out, you think of that word, and you see how that word goes out around your head and into the world around you. And how it connects you to that word. Connects you to that word's existence, its power, its action in your life. How it connects you to different people, countries, music, books, programs, education systems, financial systems, governments, religions. How are you connected to that word and the vibration of that word? And what you'll see is lines, little lines, dark lines going out from that water, from your brain, out into the world, all around, 360 degrees. Around your head. Dark cords going out and connecting you and anchoring you to that word, to that existence, to that frequency. Good. And you've called on your beautiful council of light beings from throughout this universe, all with unique talents and abilities. So you might want to call on Archangel Michael to cut all of those cords to that plane of existence. You might want to call on one of the councils or the Palladians. It's entirely up to you who you feel to work with. You might call on all of them. And if you feel you have karma connected to that plane of existence, you can call in the lords of karma, the timekeepers and the ancient ones, and ask for release and ask for forgiveness and forgive those that placed you in that plane of existence. So you'll have 2 minutes and the time starts now. Just think of all the ways you've connected, where you felt that that plane of existence was justified in your life, where it made you feel sad and alone, perhaps you've had it for lifetimes. And as the cords are released, that plane of existence gets weaker and weaker around you, weaker in your reality. When you're ready, you can perhaps use a new word, a positive word, the word you're going to use for your magnetic field. And you might begin to place your mind and your knowledge in the vibration of that word. And I want you to imagine that that plane of existence is like a beautiful open road. Or a tunnel that passes through your head and you're in it. You're in that tunnel of that word and all that it means to you in the most beautiful way. Good. And as you breathe in, connecting with the water in the third eye, and as you breathe out, using that positive word, I want you to imagine that now when you exhale, that vibration from your third eye that goes through your brain out into the room, that it literally goes out into the world. And every part of the world where that word is in existence, you're connected to. Good. Now in your mind's eye and your imagination, I'd like you to imagine a small lift inside your brain. And a small version of you enters the lift, and using your breath, your inner eye and your intention, you're going to send the lift down to your heart chakra. So breathing in, connect with the lift. Breathing out, send it down through your head. Breathing in, connect. Breathing out, down into your throat. Breathing in, connect. Breathing out, down into your heart chakra. The lift door opens and that small version of you walks down the corridor into the space of your physical heart. And from here, you take your breath, your inner eye, your awareness down to your heart. And as you breathe into your heart, you fill it with the frequency of that beautiful word. And as you breathe out, you send it out into the room. You breathe into your heart the vibration of that word. And as you breathe out, you send it out into the room. Good. And now you're going to shift the center from your physical heart to your heart chakra. Using your breath and your intention, breathing in, connect with your physical heart. Breathing out, shift it over to your heart chakra. And from here, you breathe in that word to your heart chakra. And you exhale, send it out. And when you send it out as far as you can. And then you see it ripple back into you as if it's drawing that word, that plane of existence, that actual vibration back into your heart. Breathe out, send it out. As you breathe in, draw it back into your heart. You breathe out, you send it out. You breathe in, you draw it back in again. I want you to imagine that As you're breathing out, you're sending that field out further and further. So perhaps it goes outside the room that you're in. And as you breathe in, you draw it in closer. And I'm going to give you 1 minute. And in that minute, I want you to just gauge how far does it feel, how comfortable do you feel sending your field out? Do you feel comfortable sending it out past your house, into your street, into your city, country, world? How far? Go as far as you feel comfortable, but you need to feel it. You're sending that vibration of that word out into the world, and it's reaching out right around you. And when you breathe in, you're drawing that vibration in from the world to you. So you're placing yourself in a field, an energetic field of that word. And you're making it grow so that everywhere you go, you're in that field. You have 1 minute, and the time starts now. Good. And allowing that field to stay in the space and expansion that you've placed it in now. You're going to send your energy down to your feet, into the earth, and connect with the earth with this vibration. So breathing in, and as you exhale, send the energy down to your hips. Breathe into your hips. Send the energy down to your feet. Breathe into your feet. Send it down into the earth. Just imagine that you're breathing in and out through your feet. and you're really anchoring that one word into the earth. So you might say to yourself and to the earth, may every step that I take be taken in the vibration of. So if it's acceptance, empowerment, love, certainty, whatever that word is for you. Good, and keep breathing into the earth. And as you do, we're calling in the prime creators of Mother Earth. The divas, the fairies, the pixies, the gnomes, the tutididanans, the fae, the leprechauns, the little ones. The elementals of earth, fire, air, water, ether and vibration. And we ask you to work with us this day in the ascension of our physical body to our 12-strand DNA. Just take a moment to connect with these little ones. Just give thanks to those that helped you, your spiritual brothers and sisters. And when you're ready, you can wiggle your toes and your fingers, flutter your eyelids and gently come back and open your eyes.